Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A crash into Emporia's State Street underpass late Wednesday afternoon led to a hospital trip and then an arrest for the driver.
Samantha May Lynn Gaza, age 25, Emporia, was arrested on suspicion of theft, possession of stolen property, and an unspecified parole violation. Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope says Gaza's arrest following a report of a stolen vehicle from the Hartford area shortly after 1:30 p.m. Wednesday and a wreck around 4:30 p.m. She was taken to Newman Regional Health with apparently minor injuries before being booked. I'm Blue Flores.
The next planned reduction of the food sales tax in Kansas begins on Monday, January 1st. Eventually, the state sales tax on food will be eliminated. This will be the second of a three-step reduction process. The tax on food will drop from 4% to 2% in 2024 and to zero in 2025. Sales tax is levied on food items, food ingredients, and some prepared foods, notably those sold without utensils. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
ValleyVet.com.
Cattlemen, now is a good time to add a Powder River tub and alley system to your handling facilities. Built tough for the long duration, you will appreciate the convenient features of Powder River equipment, made in the USA since 1938. From slant bar feeder panels, heavy-duty gates and corral panels, to squeeze shoe choices for the ranch, your cattle working hours will become more enjoyable and much more efficient. For tax planning purposes, many producers are now upgrading their cattle handling equipment as a prudent investment in their future operation. View the strong green line of Powder River equipment at ValleyVet.com, where you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero. There's a lot less sizzle to this Sunday's Chiefs-Bengals matchup at Arrowhead Stadium than had previously been expected when the schedule was announced. One of the main reasons for that is that Cincinnati is without their starting quarterback, Joe Burrow, who is on injured reserve. But Chiefs defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo says their offense hasn't missed a beat with Jake Browning under center.
I tell you, the biggest compliment I can give to Browning is this. When we're watching the film, there are times when I go, was that Joe Burrow or was that this backup that came in? They look the same to me now, and I think Joe's a little bit bigger. But when you see the mannerisms and the way they settle in the pocket and the way they throw and even the things they're doing pre-snap, they look the same. They do a great job coaching.
Burrow is 3-1 lifetime against the Chiefs, with the loss coming in last year's AFC title game. Browning's first start against the Chiefs is Sunday. KIN Sports, I'm Dan Lucero.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies. Because when people don't have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, they can truly thrive. Like Marta.
And now we'll hear from our class valedictorian, who with her hard work never ceases to amaze us. Please welcome Marta Moreno.
And Alex.
Hey, Alex, how did the interview go?
I did it. I got the job. I can't believe it.
I knew it. Let's meet up later to celebrate.
And Diego.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. feedingamerica.org/act now. A public service announcement brought to you by Feeding America.
Young, beginning, and small farmers and ranchers face unique challenges in the ag business. That's why High Plains Farm Credit offers them an extra hand. This is Taylor Redinger of High Plains Farm Credit in Phillipsburg. We have special lending programs for young, beginning, and small producers and provide our years of expertise in financial management to help your operation succeed. Call me, Taylor, at 785-543-6535. High Plains Farm Credit, together we grow.
It's that special time of year once more, and the team at Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to remind our patients just how special they are to us. Thank you for your continued trust and support that allows us to provide quality care to our community. We would also like to remind you to please make sure your prescriptions and appointments are coordinated around our holiday closings. Have a wonderful, healthy, and safe time celebrating with loved ones. We look forward to serving you and your health needs in 2024.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
The upper-level low-pressure system that has been bringing cloud cover to us for much of the past week, finally making its move off to the east of us today. This will bring an end to the cloudy sky by this afternoon. Temperatures in the 40s today and tomorrow, which is going to be helping melt snow that occurred across northern Kansas. We'll have some areas of fog tomorrow morning, but some warmer air and drier conditions that help eliminate that from lingering. A strong cold front will arrive late Saturday night and early Sunday. The front should be dry, but sending temperatures well below average with chilly high pressure system moving in to start the new year. In northwestern Kansas, sunny and cold today with a high in the upper 30s. Tonight's low 22. Sunny today in north central Kansas with a high 45. 42 and breezy in northeast Kansas. Southwest Kansas, sunny today with a high in the low 50s. In the south central part of the state, breezy with today's high in the upper 40s. And in southeastern Kansas, clouds moving out, partly cloudy, 42 for the high. This is the Kansas Ag Network. I'm Dan Holliday.
Livestock futures were under pressure as traders looked to the end of the year. Cash cattle were higher, but box beef was lower. Feeder cattle showed more selling pressure and hogs tried to increase, but fell apart as Thursday progressed. March corn was trading down a cent early this morning, roughly steady on the week. The spot price of corn is on track to finish the year down 30% within a nickel of its lowest price of the year. As far as soybeans are concerned, they are trading down a cent this morning as well, keeping a low profile on the final day of 2023. Spot soybean prices were on track for a 14% loss in 2023. Kansas City wheat was trading up 2 cents, finding early support, presumably from commercials responding to wheat's cheap prices. Spot prices are on track for a 27% loss. This is the Kansas Ag Network.